Okay, so the stream is up. This is the cycling vlog for May 20th, 2018. And this was the second Deerfield time trial. And we're going to discuss how Mr. Murphy can show up in some of the craziest ways. I didn't even get to use this thing, the Canon SL2. Okay, so let's start with the why that you should pre-pack. And I kind of done that last night. I got busy with some other things. It just got a little sidetracked. I got the bike loaded, like some of the important stuff. But this morning I'm getting ready, and I couldn't find my chest strap for my heart rate monitor. And I spent a lot of time looking for that. And then I didn't find it. So I threw a bunch of stuff together, jumped in the car, made it there, got a decent warm-up in. And something I realized, how much I depend on my numbers on that bike computer. Gives my speed, heart rate, cadence. But I was like completely duh without it. And so something to remember as you kind of go through your cycling journey is if it can go wrong, it will. Murphy will show up if you think you have the perfect plan and sort of turn things on its head. And that's what happened to me today. It hasn't happened in a while. After you've done it for a while and you get used to getting into a routine and get into a certain flow, you kind of get good at it. But every once in a while, you know, shit happens, and you're going to have to just kind of work through it and keep on going. You're there. You might as well ride and just make the best of that bad situation and make a mental note for the next time that you should probably take a little bit more care in your preparation the night before. So that's what I have for today in the cycling vlog. That there isn't any footage or anything from the time trial. I ended up going a minute faster than the last time without really knowing how fast I was going. So we're going to call that the plus side of things coming out of it. But that's all I have for now. Again, I'm going to have another one Wednesday, and I think Wednesday we're going to discuss how the load is going to shift as you move into the summer months, because let's face it, it's late May. All of your butt break-in should be done. Your legs are ready for a good bit more volume and intensity, and that's the direction we're going to move in. So that's all I have for now. I'll see you guys Wednesday, and until next time, stay sharp, keep a tight shot group, and rock on.